With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It's a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled, Vegetarianism is the Solution to Save the World, via video conference with our association members in London, the United Kingdom, on June 13, 2008.
Yes.
Master, thanks for giving us the chance again to ask more questions. Yes?
How is everybody doing?
Very well.
And you?
Poor. I'm fine. How is London? How's the weather?
It's a bit cold at the moment. It was sunny, but a bit cold. But you look beautiful.
You look beautiful there?
Now you look beautiful.
I look beautiful? Not as beautiful as you are.
Oh, you're so kind.
Hi, Master. I would like to ask you a question, if I may.
Oh, sure. Anybody may. Yeah.
In the news, it is often reported that China and India are the biggest carbon emitters as they are developing countries. And developing fast. Do you agree with that? It also appears that they are doing a lot to combat this problem. And yet, the Western countries do not wish to forgo meat, changing incandescent bulbs, as they feel that the other side of the world is not pulling their weight.
Yeah, so just sit there and wait for each other, huh? That's the solution, huh? I'm playing the blame game. Okay, look, no matter who's right, who's wrong, it's no time to blame each other right now. We just have to do it with each other, okay? Because I myself don't want to blame anyone or any nation. I don't want to accuse anyone even concerning this. Because they do what they do. To survive according to what they know, you see, and what they think is best for their people, for their nation, or what they even emulate from somewhere else, from some other so-called better nations or more developed nations, yeah? So there's no one single or couple nations responsible for CO2. We are all responsible. Because in the long term of evolution, we all did take some steps, however small, toward where we are today. So So even if China and India are the number one CO2 emitters, suppose even if they are, yeah? That is because of their huge population, yeah?
Yes.
Perhaps also, yeah? Not just because of their fast development, yeah? And as other nations in this line, they are doing something also to try to avert the and to curb the global warming effect. Just not just quick enough. It's not just Indian or China. It's not quick enough everywhere. And as you know, according to a UN report and scientific evidence, CO2 is not even the most lethal. It's not even the most deadly of all the pollution. Yeah? I give you some example. For example, methane is like 23 times more potent than CO2, yeah? And nitrous oxide is approximately 300 times more potent than CO2, you see? And livestock is the number one cause of methane. And byproduct, also nitrous oxide, is also from livestock. You see what I mean? Meat, egg, dairy, responsible for 65% of worldwide human cost of nitrous oxide emission. So now, you see the picture, huh? Okay. We all know that already, yeah? From a UN and a scientific report. So now, even we know that methane gas and the nitrous oxide is more deadly, more poisonous than CO2. And we have a lot of them. Yeah? We have less CO2 in the atmosphere now than what is even in store for us in the ocean bed. Because the ocean, the river also absorb CO2 and they store there. And when it's cold, then it just compressed there and lay there, harmless. But now as the weather is getting warmer and this gas is going to be released, it's already releasing into the atmosphere, as you knew it from scientific report. So now the permafrost layer is melting each day, and the methane gas, or other gas even, are releasing into the atmosphere. I really hope and pray that someone is listening. Because methane and nitrous oxide is made by stock raising, stock keeping, animals keeping. So they are far more poisonous, far more dangerous than CO2. Because the atmosphere is getting warmer, and so the methane is bubbling out.
If we stop the worst cause of global warming, meaning stock raising, animal breeding, then we will be able to save the planet. We have to stop the killing, yeah, of men or animals. We have to stop producing animals' products, and we have to stop using it. Okay? Three stops. Stop killing, stop producing, stop using. And stop eating it, of course. Stop eating the meat. And then the rest can follow as soon as technology is possible. Because, you know, technology takes some time. So the best thing is stop eating meat, stop killing animals, stop raising animals. Then the methane gas and the nitrous oxide gas will stop. And then we cut already a big chunk of pollution off our air. And we cut off the global warming process. And I said already 80% of it will be cut almost immediately. And we can see the result in a few weeks. Because if you don't keep breeding more animals, then there are less methane. And if we don't eat meat, then there's no transportation necessary, and less fuel needed. And all these people can be trained to do something else. And there will be less hunger because we will use the agricultural products, cereals, to feed humans instead of feeding more bred animals in the future. So we don't have hunger anymore, and there will be no more war because of hunger. So it's just the effect is immense. Keep multiplying it, and then you know what I mean. Yeah. Because methane gas, it has been trapped all these, you know, centuries because of stock breeding into the lakes, into the permafrost, into the ocean, and now if it's melting, then the gas will be released also. On top of that, we have daily more animal breeding, more methane gas, then we will never stop. We just be more and more trouble, deeper and deeper into trouble. Yeah? So just stop killing animals, stop raising animals anymore. And, you know, the animal will die out, you know, in their own time, you know, in the natural course. And we don't produce any more methane gas, then it's just the perfect picture, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Even 5 years old kid understand that. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
But I hope someone is listening. You understand?
Yes, Master. Yeah.
Because I've been talking to my niece all these years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, whatever happened, I've done my best and I'm doing my best. And you are doing your best. What else can we do? Eh? Okay? Any more questions, guys?
Yes, Master. So it is said that there are New Age children and they have come to help humanity.
Yes.
Is it so? And how can we make sure that the message can be spread without being blocked by the society?
Message of the New Age children. Okay. Well, they have come. You are the New Age children. Suppose they have come already, huh? And what can they do? The population of the world must change their way, yeah, to a nobler lifestyle. Otherwise, the new and the old will also both be affected, yeah? When you are both poisoned, it's very difficult to help each other, yeah? At some extent, you are affected too. You understand me? Just like the smoking people and the second-hand smoking people, yes, they are affected also, even if they're not smoking. Okay. Now you see, the so-called old ages also came here in the beginning to do some good works, yeah? To do some repairing, to do some glorifying of the planet, to do some beautifying the universe, yeah? In this planet, yeah. But the poison of this world, through namely meat, alcohol, cigarette, drugs, intoxicants, etc., etc., have cast an iron chain on their mental, physical, emotional strength. So they even could not be the ones that they should be. They cannot think the way they ought to think. They cannot do the things that they want to do. Only a few can stay awake or be awakened. And then these few awakened people try hard to wake others up. Sometimes they succeed, but often with much difficulty. That's why we have to detox ourselves first before we can help others, new age or old age. Because physically, if we are intoxicated or if we are poisoned, we cannot be able to help anyone else, even ourselves. So if we want to detox ourselves, we have to refrain from further poisoning our body and mind by eating meat, taking alcohol, or cigarette, drugs, any kind of poisonous intoxicant that is not natural to our divine body. Then the body and the mind will regain clarity, you see? Because if the body is strong and healthy, then the mind will be also clear. And then we can think better, we become ourselves, we regain our own wisdom and our own selves, like the primordial being before we come to this world. When our body is healthy, our mind is clear, then we can receive better the divine messages, yeah? And the transmission will be without distortion, without obstruction or blockage. Otherwise, it can prove very difficult or impossible even. It depends on how deep we are in the quagmire of the pollution of this world, depends on how much we have been poisoned or poisoned ourselves, and depends on how much dose of the daily intake of the poison of this world. So if we purify ourselves, then we will see great change almost immediately. But I just hope people do change, because this is very logic, you know?
Yes, Master.
If you keep poisoning yourself, you cannot think. You cannot be well. Physically, mentally, yeah? Okay.
Yes, Master. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master, and welcome.
Hello, welcome.
Do you feel that world hunger is imminent?
Well, it's already there. It's already imminent. You saw it. In many corners of the world, hunger is already a reality. It's a daily reality. And not just today, but since long. It's just getting worse nowadays, more obvious. You just have to tune in to any TV channels, any radio, read any newspapers. They are full of reports, almost daily, about world hunger and the shortage of food, unaffordable food prices, unaffordable daily necessity, basic necessity, and unprecedented frequent disasters. And crop failures due to bad weathers, and the non-stoppable sea rising levels, high price fuel shortages, incurable or strange new diseases. All of this happening now, not just world hunger.
Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
I'm sorry to paint the picture, but that's the way it is. You ask me, I tell you.
Master, would you please advise us what is the best way to reach leaders of the world to convince them about the effects of global warming so that they will take immediate action?
You go to meet them, if you can. You write to them, you know, write a lot. Email to them, fax to them. Write to them, write to newspapers, talk to radio, talk to TV, do interview, tell everybody you know, try lobbying where you can, talk to the leaders that you know, talk to their friends. If you cannot know the leader, you talk to the leader's friends, the leader's family, the leader's acquaintance, the leader, waiter, waitress, housekeepers, cleaners, drivers, the family members, the children who go to the same school as your children, the employees, the secretary, whoever you think can reach the leader's ears in an acceptable way. Of course, don't make yourself illegal, huh?
Yes.
God, I need you outside. I need you free to work. Some of you must have known at least some of the leaders or potential helpers who can reach the leaders directly or indirectly. Try your best. Whatever you can, if you can.
Yes, Master.
Or your friends know somebody, yeah? Or your friends of your friends of your friends of your friends of the friends of your friend of your friend, your friend know somebody. Reach out. Try to find. Talk to them. Write to them, yeah? Make noise. Okay?
Yeah.
Because the leaders, they also need advice. Sometimes they're too busy with their immediate daily task or routine or protocol. They forgot. Yeah? Okay. Thank you for asking that. And try to do it.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Sunday for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Vegetarianism is the Solution to Save the World. Good People, Good Works is up next, right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be our efforts to green our beautiful earth for future generations.